The Trump administration recently granted nearly 7,000 Syrians temporary permission to stay in the U.S. for at least another 18 months. The civil war in Syria still rages, though you might not know it given its absence from our news headlines here. How to stir up interest and compassion in the West? One San Francisco Bay Area theater company has an idea that involves two onions, a quarter cup of pine nuts, and 1 pound of beef. The scene is a kitchen in a private Palo Alto home. Two dozen people are sitting in fold-out chairs in the breakfast nook, a couple feet away from actress Nora El Samahi, the star of this one-woman show called Oh, My Sweet Land. She plays a Syrian-German woman who relates over the hum of the kitchen fan the story of her affair with a Syrian refugee while she cooks kibbeh, fried bulgur wheat balls filled with meat and spices. Recipes vary regionally, but they're popular throughout the Middle East.
In the recipes, they say, take an onion. What kind of an onion? Big? Small? An onion is not a unit of measurement. It's like saying, take a man. But which man?
She never gives her name, but we learn a lot about kibbeh.
Wheat, meat, heat. Syria.
It's the character's re-entry point back into the Syrian half of her heritage. She entices a handsome Syrian into her apartment with kibbeh. Later on, when she travels to Lebanon to look him up again, she finds that sharing food with guests is one way the people there cling to their humanity in the midst of a civil war. Wait, you say, did I just say Lebanon? Yes. Most of the 5.5 million Syrians who fled their country settled just over the border in Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan.
Every vacant space is now a shelter for the refugees. Every shop or storage room has been rented out. Every room is now shared by many families.
After the play, audience members are invited to hang out, eat Syrian food, and process what they've just seen. The smell of spices like cumin and sumac coming to life as they fry in sizzling oil has a way of transcending the walls people build between cultures. It's also impossible to look away when El Samahi is 2 feet away, telling you about children killed in chemical weapons attacks. So says Jennifer Pien of Menlo Park.
It's just such a contrast, the warmth and the security that we have, juxtaposed with what our characters have gone through. Yeah, it's visceral.
Like the Syrian refugees, Oh My Sweet Land has no fixed address. It plays in kitchens, restaurants, and community spaces, put on by Golden Thread Productions, a theater company that focuses on Middle Eastern stories. El Samahi, who, by the way, is half Egyptian, says she hopes Oh My Sweet Land encourages people to take action while it makes a difference.
This is a way to generate conversation, and I also have a kid, and is he going to ask me in 15 years, what did you do? You know, and I don't have that answer. I mean, I donate money, we all have our causes, but I don't want to shut down. That's why we do this work.
You might think the liberal San Francisco Bay Area already sympathizes with the plight of Syrian refugees, but most Syrian refugees in California are living in relatively conservative San Diego County and the Central Valley.